Test 12, Section 3. Listen to Brenda's message to her friend Antonio. For questions 16 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the message 3 times. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Hi Antonio, it's Brenda. Listen, I suppose you're at football practice right now, so I'm leaving this message for you. I'm basically calling to apologise for last Saturday. I had the flu and a really high temperature, and that's why I had to cancel my birthday party. Anyway, I'm having the party this Saturday and I'm calling to invite you to it again. The only problem is that my parents have invited some friends over at our house, so I'm having the party at the local recreation centre at 7 p.m. To get there from your house, take the number 56 bus. You'll have to get off at the police station, that's in Lavender Street, make a left into Brixton Avenue, and walk for a couple of blocks. The recreation centre is at number 98. Just past Denmark Road Junction. Now, to answer your question about what present to get me, this year I really want to do something to make a difference, so I've decided to ask all of you to donate some money to a charity. It doesn't matter which charity you opt for, as long as your money is put to good use. If you can't spare a few pounds, you can even donate old clothes or toys to charities that'll take second-hand things. And one last piece of news I'm sure you're going to love. Guess who will also be at the party? Nathan. He's coming to visit his grandparents and he's staying until next Sunday. He called me last night, so I took the opportunity to invite him to the party. Can you believe it's been 6 months since they moved to Liverpool? I'm sure everybody at the party will be thrilled to see him. That's all for now. I hope you can make it. Call me and let me know if there's anything you find difficult about the directions to the recreation hall. Looking forward to seeing you at the party. Regards, Brenda.
Listen to Brenda's message again.
Hi Antonio, it's Brenda. Listen, I suppose you're at football practice right now, so I'm leaving this message for you. I'm basically calling to apologise for last Saturday. I had the flu and a really high temperature, and that's why I had to cancel my birthday party. Anyway, I'm having the party this Saturday and I'm calling to invite you to it again. The only problem is that my parents have invited some friends over at our house, so I'm having the party at the local recreation centre at 7 p.m. To get there from your house, take the number 56 bus. You'll have to get off at the police station, that's in Lavender Street, make a left into Brixton Avenue, and walk for a couple of blocks. The recreation centre is at number 98. Just past Denmark Road Junction. Now, to answer your question about what present to get me, this year I really want to do something to make a difference, so I've decided to ask all of you to donate some money to a charity. It doesn't matter which charity you opt for, as long as your money is put to good use. If you can't spare a few pounds, you can even donate old clothes or toys to charities that'll take second-hand things. And one last piece of news I'm sure you're going to love. Guess who will also be at the party? Nathan. He's coming to visit his grandparents and he's staying until next Sunday. He called me last night, so I took the opportunity to invite him to the party. Can you believe it's been 6 months since they moved to Liverpool? I'm sure everybody at the party will be thrilled to see him. That's all for now. I hope you can make it. Call me and let me know if there's anything you find difficult about the directions to the recreation hall. Looking forward to seeing you at the party. Regards, Brenda.
This is the end of the listening exam. Now turn to writing. Section 1, Task 1. Listen to Brenda's message to her friend Antonio again. Use the space provided in the writing section to take notes. You can use the information from the recording and the notes you have taken to write an email to a friend of yours apologizing about a party you had to cancel and inviting him or her to a new one. Write your email in the writing section, task 1. Your notes will not be marked.
Hi Antonio, it's Brenda. Listen, I suppose you're at football practice right now, so I'm leaving this message for you. I'm basically calling to apologise for last Saturday. I had the flu and a really high temperature, and that's why I had to cancel my birthday party. Anyway, I'm having the party this Saturday and I'm calling to invite you to it again. The only problem is that my parents have invited some friends over at our house, so I'm having the party at the local recreation centre at 7 p.m. To get there from your house, take the number 56 bus. You'll have to get off at the police station, that's in Lavender Street. Make a left into Brixton Avenue and walk for a couple of blocks. The recreation centre is at number 98, just past Denmark Road Junction. Now, to answer your question about what present to get me, this year I really want to do something to make a difference, so I've decided to ask all of you to donate some money to a charity. It doesn't matter which charity you opt for, as long as your money is put to good use. If you can't spare a few pounds, you can even donate old clothes or toys to charities that'll take second-hand things. And one last piece of news I'm sure you're going to love. Guess who will also be at the party? Nathan. He's coming to visit his grandparents and he's staying until next Sunday. He called me last night, so I took the opportunity to invite him to the party. Can you believe it's been 6 months since they moved to Liverpool? I'm sure everybody at the party will be thrilled to see him. That's all for now. I hope you can make it. Call me and let me know if there's anything you find difficult about the directions to the recreation hall. Looking forward to seeing you at the party. Regards, Brenda.